Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Dan, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking you questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hello there from Jackson Field as we open up the month of May 2023. We close the month of May and start the month of June 2023. We'll get that right. Second time is a charm. We were so happy with May and some of the production that the Lugnuts provided. We just couldn't get enough of it. We'll talk all about that tonight, but the Lugnuts trying to get back in the win column to open up June as they have dropped a couple of tight ones to open this series against Cedar Rapids. The Colonels 27-20, while the Lansing Lugnuts 21-26, both losses, one-run losses, 3-2 yesterday into the early afternoon after an 11 a.m. start. And then the day before, it was 5-4 Cedar Rapids. So the Nuts trying to find some winning ways late and try and take their first game of this series. Cedar Rapids, in the meantime, has strung together five straight to tie a season high. We take you back quickly through yesterday's game. The Lugnuts gave up two runs in the fifth inning. Tanner Schobel and Keone Cavaco went back-to-back to open up that fifth inning. So that means we have now had leadoff home runs throughout this series four different times. The Lugnuts were able to get on the board in the bottom of the fifth inning with an RBI double from C.J. Rodriguez that scored. Junior Perez made it 2-1. But then an error later in the game allowed the third run to come in for Cedar Rapids. Lansing would get the solo shot from Johnny Butler to make it 3-2, their fourth home run in 2 days. But unfortunately, not enough. As Brady Basso did all he could, he went three innings, gave up three hits, no runs, four strikeouts, and just one walk. The win went to Kyle Jones. Starter lasted five innings, gave up just one run with three strikeouts and a walk. Loss to Yoelvis Del Rosario, who piggybacked starter Brazy Basso, and then the save to Miguel Rodriguez. And it was the biggest crowd in Midwest League 2023 baseball this year. The Lugnuts had 9,128 fans come out for the final Grand Slam school day yesterday. So we'll see what kind of crowd we get tonight on a Coors Light Thirsty Thursday, up over 85 degrees. Again, the sun is out, and we will start after the traditional 7:05. Before we do get started, we caught up with Daniel Susak to hear from the first rounder from last year, and we'll give you that interview now as we get ready for first pitch between the Lansing Lugnuts and the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
Your first full season up here at High A. How are you feeling so far?
Feel good. I feel like starting, you know, getting to a groove a little bit. Yeah, it was a little tough, you know, that first month of pro ball last year, you know, kind of getting adjusted. You don't really have much time to get into it. But, you know, 2 months in now, feeling a little better.
Seems like you got adjusted in May. You led the team in hits and OBP, batting average, OPS, pretty much every offensive category. Tell us about your approach at the plate over this last month.
Yeah, I think the first month I was just trying to do too much. Part of it could have also been it was really cold. It's tough to, you know, get the body moving when it's cold. But I think, you know, the second month of May, I just kind of tried to simplify my swing, get a little wider in the box, not try to do too much, get my pitch. I think had more walks than usual, which I think was part of me getting to my pitch, which I think helped me a lot.
How about on the defensive side? How have you settled in with this staff so far?
Yeah, what's been nice is that month in Stockton, I actually think helped me more with catching these guys, because a couple of them I caught there, you know, either in sides or in the game. So getting them again this year and seeing their improvement has helped me a lot. Working on pitch calling, you know, finally getting back to that again, because in college you don't do it too much, but I did a lot in high school, so finally getting back to that again has been fun.
Daniel Susak joining us. The Athletics have been known for taking pride in drafting talented catchers. They continue to do it every season. Did you enjoy hearing your name called from the A's, knowing how much talent they have in this organization behind the plate?
I did. You know, I obviously grew up going to Giants and A's games my whole life, being from Northern California. And I was just excited whatever team was going to take me, and I'm happy the A's believe me.
All right, so now on to June. What are some personal goals you have for the third month of the season here, both defensively and at the plate?
I would say defensively, I think recently, the past week or two, we've done a good job of, you know, keeping the other team to lower run totals. So I think that's a big thing for me defensively is, you know, keeping other guys off balanced. You know, just basically as a hitter, the toughest thing is when you don't know what's coming. So if I can do that to the other team, that'd be great this month. And then as a hitter in the opposite, start to, you know, get into that swing where everything feels like I'm on time for everything. Just get my foot down on time and keep trusting the swing, know that it works.
We talked about it a little bit before the interview. You come from Northern California and the West Coast. You've made it up to Lansing, Michigan. I can't imagine you've spent a lot of time here in your young life. What are your thoughts so far on the 517?
Yeah, it's grown on me. You know, at first it was a little cold. I wasn't a huge fan of it. I actually went to Lambeau in Green Bay in the offseason, so I got a little prepared for it, but not for every day. So I think that whole first month was a little bit of adjusting. But now that, you know, I've kind of gotten used to it, and summertime's great here. And obviously, I would say, out of the cities I've been so far in the Midwest League, I think Lansing's the best one.
Oh, we love to hear that. Jesse and I like to have a laugh up in the booth because you've had a couple of triples. You've stolen a couple of bags. How much pride do you take in having some speed around the bases?
Yeah, I don't know if it's more speed or I think sometimes I just know when to run. I don't think it's – a lot of the best base runners aren't the fastest. They're, you know, I'd say the smarter ones. Obviously, the real base runners have the speed as well, but – you'll see guys like Paul Goldschmidt used to steal 20, 25 bags a year, and he's not the fastest guy, but he knows when to run. I think the pitch clock has helped me a lot because guys won't really hold me on a second, so when the clock gets down to 2 or 3 seconds, I just sometimes take off.
That was the last question I wanted to ask you, the pitch clock. Quickly here, your thoughts on it and how it's moved games along the last couple of years.
Defensively, I like it. Offensively, I'm not a huge fan of it. It doesn't give you much time to, you know, collect your thoughts back there when you're hitting, but when you're catching, you know, it kind of forces that hitter. He doesn't have much time to think. He has to get right back in the box and can't really catch his breath. So his long at-bats get longer and longer, and you get more tired and tired. But I like it catching, you know, makes pitchers go quicker. Sometimes it's tough, you know, getting the guy to step off if he doesn't like the pitcher calling. But as a hitter, it's taking a little bit of getting used to.
Daniel Susak, thanks so much for your time. Good luck the rest of the way.
Yep, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Happy kids heal faster. That's why Starlight Children's Foundation is dedicated to improving the mental well-being of sick kids by providing comfort and normalcy to those who need it most. Learn how at starlight.org.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Adam Jaxa.
ready for baseball indeed. The Lansing Lugnuts and the Cedar Rapids Colonels on an 87-degree night. Reminder, this copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Lansing Lugnuts and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts. Well, it is just about that time for the 48th game of 2023 as the Lugnuts have taken the field in their home white uniforms, red caps, lugging the Lugnut logo in front, Lugnuts across the chest in red with the Lugnut logo as the tee and the white pants. Let's send it down to the field for those two important words. There we go. A little bit shyer down on the field, but he got the point across. Play ball indeed. The Lugnuts coming into tonight's game 21-26. They've dropped two straight to the Colonels to open up this six-game set. And Cedar Rapids, for the third time this season, is on a five-game winning streak after the 3-2 win yesterday. They come in a season-best 27-20. Jake Garland on the hill. Here's the first pitch of the game, and it's fouled back. Strike one. A minute early as we get started at 7:04. Tanner Schobel, Emmanuel Rodriguez, and Kala'i Rosario, the first three, against Garland, the righty. Kicks and throws, pitch two. Hard hit down the left field line. That's fair, and it hops towards the wall. Over in the corner, Clark Elliott trying to find it as it rolls around the base of the wall. Into second, Schobel is in with a double. Picking up right where he left off from yesterday after he had the home run to make it 2-0. He's now got another hit in this series, his sixth in three games. Great guy to have at the top of the card in Schobel. So there's the first hit against Jake Garland. Right-hander for the Nuts making his second start at home. The first one against Lake County was excellent. He had 10 strikeouts, allowed just one run. First pitch. That's on the outside corner with the fastball, strike one. Let's give you the defensive alignment behind Jake Garland. Clark Elliott in left, Brian Buelbosch in center, and Junior Perez in right for the Lansing Lugnuts. From the stretch, Garland looks in second. Another look, and he comes home. Breaking ball on the outside corner, strike two. He's up 0-2 on Emmanuel Rodriguez. Alexander Campos at third with Max Muncy and Saheed Valenzuela up the middle at short and second. Jack Winkler at first and Daniel Susak. Our pregame interview behind the plate with Jake Garland, the big righty on the hill. 6'5", 235, the 22-year-old. Comes set from the stretch, middle of the slab. Here's his 0-2. Just a little bit low with the fastball, maybe a touch inside. One ball, two strikes. Josiah Shepard calling the balls and strikes. Ken Jackson in the field tonight, game three of this six-game set. Garland throws. A little bit low again as he went off speed. Two balls, two strikes. He's got both the two and four seam fastball. Changeup, and then the curve and slider for Garland. Here's the 2-2. Breaking ball on the outside corner called strike three. It was a little bit of a delayed strike three call from Shepard, and Rodriguez didn't like it. There's the first punch out for Garland. That curve was a beauty. Garland threw his two starts with Lansing, 12 and a third innings pitched, 7 runs all earned, giving up 1 home run, 16 strikeouts, 5 walks. Here's Kala'i Rosario from the right side, runner at second, one away. The pitch, in there, fastball, strike one. Cedar Rapids with Tanner Schobel, Emmanuel Rodriguez, and Kala'i Rosario. Ben Ross, Noah Cardenas, and Jose Salas. Misael Urbina, Jefferson Morales, and Keone Kafako, the 9 in gray. The pitch, fastball wide, one ball, one strike. Cedar Rapids across their chest, arched in green. Gray uniforms with the Colonel logo on the right, the Twin logo on the left of the sleeves. Lugnuts in the home whites and the red caps. Garland set, and the 1-1 pitch. Checked it, slider, the appeal. And no swing, according to the bases umpire, Ken Jackson. 2-1. Rosario batting 285, 23 driven in, which leads this Cedar Rapids squad. He had two doubles yesterday. Pitch home. Low and outside. Good sweeping stop from Susak. It's three balls, one strike. Rosario's got that low kind of squatting stance. See, he's got a wide base there in the box from the right side and then crouches down pretty low. Weight back on his back foot. The pitch. Hard hit foul, third base side. Three balls, two strikes. Two different starts for Jake Garland, the Miami Hurricane, 17th round selection last year by the A's. That first start against Lake County when he got called up from Stockton, seven innings pitch, two hits, just one run, two walks, 10 strikeouts in that 5-2 victory. But last week at Fort Wayne, he struggled on the road at Parkview Field. Runner at second, one out, the 3-2. Breaking ball just a little bit wide. Looked like the slider there as it pushed away from the zone. And Rosario has walked. So they're at first and second with one away. In that start last week on the 25th of May, he went 5 1/3, gave up 8 hits, 6 runs. Did have 6 strikeouts, but 3 walks and allowed his first home run since coming to Lansing. That was an 8-1 victory for Fort Wayne. Daniel Susak and Alexander Campos, the third baseman, have joined Garland on the mound to have a quick chat here with two on and one out for Ben Ross, the third baseman. Lugnuts have not turned a double play in the last couple of games. They have 41 this year, which all season, for the most part, has been atop the Midwest League standings with those double plays. Would love to get one now with a force at every bag. Third, second, and first. Ross from the right side, the pitch. Fastball, broken bat, back up the middle, it's a base hit. Around third, here comes Schobel. The throw from Buelbas is cut off at second base. It's an RBI broken bat single, 1-0, Cedar Rapids in front. Rosario able to get over to third, and the Colonels picking up where Fort Wayne left off in that last start against Garland. That pitch, though, fooled Ben Ross, shattered the bat, but it still had enough oomph on it to get up the middle of the diamond. Now runners at the corners for Noah Cardenas from the right side. The pitch, fastball, zips in a little tight, though. Ball one. So Ben Ross delivers his 17th RBI in his 38th game. And a 1-0 lead for Cedar Rapids, still only one away. The pitch, again, high and tight, 2-0. Cardenas batting 265, home run, 14 driven in. This is 36th game. He's got 11 extra base hits with 9 doubles for Cedar Rapids. The pitch home. That's a fastball on the outside corner. Strike one. Those 9 doubles, second behind only, guess who? Kalai Rosario, who had the 2 doubles yesterday and just walked. Rosario at third, Ross with the RBI single at first. 2-1. Lifted out to center field. Coming in, Buelbas to his left, makes the catch, and now will throw it home, and it two hops its way to Susak. Late in to score is Rosario. It's a sack fly for Cardenas. 2-0, Cedar Rapids. Well, if that's Perez out there in center, he's got a little bit of a stronger arm than Buelbas. There's maybe a closer play at the plate. Even if that one's online, there's a chance there, but it was up the first baseline, so no chance for Susak. Now here's Jose Salas. Pitch home. Hopped foul, first base side. Strike one. 2-0, Cedar Rapids just underway in the top of the first. Salas, the sixth batter to come to the plate. Cedar Rapids has been behind or ahead in two of the three games now. Pitch popped up third base side in the infield, backing up Campos, stepping into the outfield, a jog to his left, and makes the catch in fair territory, and that is going to do it for Cedar Rapids. But they get two hits, a walk, and a sack fly, and they have struck first against the 6'5", 22-year-old Jake Garland in the nuts. Cedar Rapids 2, Lansing coming to the plate for the first time when we return to Jackson Field.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Courts, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now, let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Adam Jackson.
All right, the Lansing Lugnuts going to have to play catch-up right from the jump tonight. Two runs for Cedar Rapids against Jake Garland in the top of the first. So here come your Lugnuts for the first time tonight in the home whites. Johnny Butler, Jack Winkler, and Max Muncy, the first three, followed by Daniel Susak, Junior Perez, and Clark Elliott. Final third of the card, Brian Buelbas, Alexander Campos, and Saheed Valenzuela against the righty, Pearson Ohl. First pitch. Outside corner with the fastball, strike one. Ohl makes the start tonight. Man out of Grand Canyon. Ready, kicks and throws. A little bit wide on Johnny Butler. Had his third home run yesterday. Walloped the ball out to right field. It was a line drive that actually kept on hopping and crossed Lark Street just beyond the diamond. Ohl throws. That's inside. Looked like a off-speed pitch, 2-1. Ohl taken by the Twins in the 14th round a couple of years ago. The 2-1. Lifted out to right center field. Not too deep. Rosario to his right. Center fielder in front of him, Rodriguez. And it's Rosario that makes the catch. And those two happy that they didn't run into each other out there in right center. There's the first out of the inning. So now with one out, here comes Jack Winkler. 2-0 Cedar Rapids, bottom one. Thanks so much for joining us on your Thursday evening. First night of June. Here's one in on the hands, bounce towards short. Salas has it, up with it, throws to first, and it's in time. And on back-to-back pitches, there's two outs. Defensively, Cedar Rapids with Jefferson Morales in left, Emmanuel Rodriguez in center, and Kalahi Rosario in right. Ben Ross in third with Jose Salas at short. Tanner Schoble plays second. Keone Cavaco at first. And Noah Cardenas behind the plate, catching the balls and strikes of Pearson Ohl. Righty rocks and throws. That's down low. Ball one to Max Muncy, batting 235. Four home runs for Max, 18 driven in. The first rounder a couple of years ago taken by the A's. The pitch home. Low one outside. Two balls, no strikes. Lugnuts looking for a base runner in this first inning after Cedar Rapids collected a couple of hits. Leads 2-0. New baseball for Pearson Ohl. His seventh start this year, an eighth appearance. ERA sits at 4.5. Opponents batting 285 against him. He has struggled in his last few outings and given up the long ball. The pitch. Line drive over the head of Ohl, right to the second baseman, Schoble, though, and gets it to first in time. Muncy hit it hard, but hit it right at Schoble, and the Lugnuts go down 1-2-3 in the bottom of the first. 2-0 Cedar Rapids after one in Michigan State Capitol.
The The same house was founded to create greater economic mobility and build stronger communities through social connection. Join us at thesamehouse.org to learn more. The same house, same city, worlds apart. Let's bridge the gap.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up.
Hold my hand?
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This is Vince Cotrodio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Adam Jackson.
Off to the second inning we move. Just under 15 minutes into this one, 2-0 Cedar Rapids. Jake Garland back out there. He faces Misael Urbina. First pitch, fastball, bottom of the zone, outside corner. Strike one. Six batters came to the plate in the first, so 7, 8, and 9 coming to the plate for Cedar Rapids in the second. The pitch. Breaking ball dropped in there. Inner third of the plate. Beauty from Jake Garland. 0-2. And quickly, Urbina wants time. 175 hitter. Couple home runs. 19 driven in for the righty. He's got almost a Lansing Lugnuts look tonight with all the red that he's wearing. The pitch home. Down low, one ball, two strikes. He's got red Nike shoes and then red batting gloves as well. Pitch, that's outside, 2-2, just missed with the fastball. Also has red tape and a red sleeve on his front left arm. 2-2, breaking ball whacked out to left field, hit hard. Elliott is going back, he's at the track, circling, makes the catch just in front of the Granger sign and the 330-foot wall. A long first out, five pitches into the second. That ball just stayed inside Jackson Field. Jake Garland will take that. He had a 20-pitch first inning, so looking to go a little bit quicker here in the second. First pitch, on the ground, two hopped over towards Campos. Off a short pick, Setz throws to first. Winkler's got it in the sun. Back-to-back pitches and two outs. Wanted to say hello to Leanne Cook. She's checking in already from South Bend and says, "Where is Jesse? Did I miss it?" Yes, Jesse is going to be out for the weekend. We are Jesse-less, but here in spirit. The pitch, low and outside. Ball one to Keone Cavaco. He's got a wedding, a family wedding out there on the east side, so taking a weekend off, well-deserved for him. The 1-0, that's down low. Two balls, no strikes. So you, the production room, everybody, stuck with me. Keep you company. Here's the pitch. Fouled back. That's strike one on the fastball. Cavaco, the 9-hitter. 2-0, Cedar Rapids, top two. Gorgeous evening for baseball again this week. We talked about it with Daniel Susak. There wasn't really a buffer period here in Michigan. It went from 40s, 50s, 60s to 80s and 90s. 2-1. Low and outside on the fastball, 3-1. It's been upper 80s. It's touched 90 degrees a couple of times. Expected this weekend, too. 3-1. Lifted out to shallow left center field. This is a long run for Buelbas. Coming in, Muncy going out, sliding, can't get to it. And it's a dunk down single at right in the Bermuda Triangle in left center between Elliott, Muncy, and Buelbas. Guess who lost his cap again? Clark Elliott. He didn't play in yesterday's game, but we counted it six times. Clark's cap fell off, tracking down fly balls in the opening game of this series. So there's one for tonight. Back to the top of the card. The pitch. In there, strike one with the fastball on Tanner Schoble. Double two pitches into the game. Elliott's got to find himself a cap that'll stay on his head. Righty on righty. Garland's pitch. Swing and a miss. Went with the slider there, 0-2. 2-0 Cedar Rapids, thanks to the double from him in the first, and then the RBI single from Ross, the sac fly from Cardenas. The difference in this game. Garland set from the stretch and throws. Breaking ball, outside corner, called strike three, and Tanner Schoble will take a seat. Second strikeout for Jake Garland tonight. And that will keep the single stranded at first from Cavaco. We head to the home half of the second. 2-0, Cedar Rapids in front.
Ms. Forsey, no one should face Alzheimer's or other dementias alone. Resources are available at alz.org and by calling the Alzheimer's Association's 24/7 free hotline at 800-272-3900.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Adam Jackson.
The Lugnuts trying to stop the bleeding in this series. They've dropped two games by a run, and they trail by two runs tonight. See if they can get something going in the second. Here's Daniel Susat. First pitch. That's in there. Strike one with the fastball. Susak had the best month of any Lugnut at the plate in May. Now we'll see what he can do here in June, his third month. Pitch. A little bit too tall. One ball, one strike. He led the team in batting average, OBP, OPS, total hits, total bases, and walks. After he had a slower start to April, said he thought he was pushing a little bit. Maybe the cold weather contributed to that. 1-1 pitch. Flied out to shallow right field, sinking in front of Rosario. It's down for a base hit. So after those 26 hits in May, Susak picks up right where he left off to open June with a base hit. The first tonight for the Nuts. Little flare shot to right. He really did have a special month of May. First pick last year by the A's. 306 batting average, 392 OBP, 804 OPS. 35 total bases, and the walks were up. He had 12. This guy was hot, too. Junior Perez steps to the plate. Homer would tie it. The pitch. Low and outside. Ball one. Perez had all five of his home runs in May. Slugged just under 440. Pitch home. Swing and a miss. Off speed. 1-1. Perez also led the team with 13 runs scored. He's also been able to snag a couple of stolen bases as well. One on, nobody out, 2-0 Colonels. The pitch, slider just wide, two balls and a strike. So Perez, after that really slow start where he had that streak of not getting on base, averages up to 184, five homers, 12 driven in. Red batting gloves wrapped around his black bat. Quick throw back to Susak. He was only about a half step off the bag. Talked to Susak. He said, I don't know if I have that great speed, but He's smart on the bases and picks his spots when he goes to try and swipe a bag or maybe take an extra base on a hit. Here's a 2-1 pitch. Swing and it's fouled off. Right at the plate, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Susak this year, he's got 2 triples, which is only 1 short of his 3 home runs. But he also has swiped 2 bags. So again, he talked about it. There's guys in Major League Baseball that have been successful, even though they're not the quickest, but still able to steal 20, 30 bags a year because of knowing when to go. He's got that knack in him. Small lead at first base as Cavaco holds him on. The pitch. Slider just outside. Good eye from Perez, and it's 3-2. On the big swinging right-hander, where's number 4? Junior Perez, 6'1", 210, 21-year-old out of San Cristobal, Dominican Republic. Pitch, kick back up our way into the suites, pings right back down to the lower bowl. Look out, that had some heat on it. Just to the right of a fan down there that didn't even turn around to look at it because, again, everyone thought it was going up top and beyond him, and then it came right back. 3-2 pitch. Swinging a bouncer foul, third base side, just to the right of Craig Conklin. That last foul ball was almost like a pinball machine. Pop right back down. Always got to keep your eyes alert in the game of baseball in the crowd, and a good crowd tonight on another Coors Light Thirsty Thursday. How do you follow up after the best crowd of the year yesterday? 3-2 pitch. Reached out, poked out to left center field. That ball fading, and it's down for a base hit in the gap. Susak looking at second. He heads to third. Perez going to second. He's in with a hustle double as the ball rolls to the first baseline. It's picked up by Cavaco, but they're at second and third with nobody out in the second for the Nuts. Great job by Perez. That ball floated up in the air for so long and then was up the gap. And it took Rodriguez and Morales time to get over there. Hit right in between them. Didn't go to the wall, but just, again, kind of floated up there. And he got out of the box quick and gets a double. That's the second double this season for Junior Perez. Now a great chance here for the Nuts to strike, or maybe strike twice, or 3 times. Here's Clark Elliott, 2-0, Curtles, bottom 2. Second lefty in the car, the pitch. Swing and a miss on that changeup, strike 1 to Clark Elliott. Yesterday off, batting 220 with 4 driven in, but he's got Susak at third. Perez at second, nobody out. The pitch, swing and a miss. No balls, 2 strikes. Another off-speed pitch, and he wasn't close on it, expecting the fastball, and he's getting worked backwards here by Pearson Ohl, the righty who has given up 13 earned runs in his last 3 outings, going back to Quad Cities, Peoria, and Wisconsin. He has really struggled. Ohl set from the stretch. Kicks and throws. Swing and a miss. He went all breaking balls and 3 straight swings and misses from Elliott for the first strikeout tonight from Ohl. In the last performance for Pearson Ohl against Wisconsin, remember that series where the Timber Rattlers won the first 3 games and then Cedar Rapids won the last 3. In that first 3 session, Ohl gave up 7 runs, 6 earned. With 2 home runs allowed. First pitch home. Breaking ball, a little bit too tall. Ball 1 to Brian Puelbas. Puelbas had one of those solo shots in the series opener on Tuesday to lead off a frame. 2-0, Cedar Rapids, bottom 2, but runners at 2nd and 3rd. The pitch, swing and a miss. There was the fastball at 93 on the gun. 1-1. So Puelbas, capable of those big swings. He's got just 3 hits in his first 24 at-bats here in Lansing. But again, what a home run. The pitch, kick back foul off the netting. And it's 1-2 on Bryan.
Bryant spelled B-R-A-Y-A-N, and Buelvas, emphasis on the double B there, B-U-E-L-V-A-S, 5'10", 185-pound, 20-year-old from Monteria, Colombia. How about that? Pitch. That's outside. Two balls, two strikes. Big spot here. Two ball, two strike pitch. Down low, three balls, two strikes. The other Monteria, Colombia native, Jordan Diaz. Saw him a couple of years ago. Remember, he made that great splash right away. First pitch he swung out here at Lansing, hit it out to home run hill. He has since made his major league debut a couple of different times with the Oakland Athletics. Buelvas trying to deliver with Susak at third, singled. Perez at second, hit his second double of the season. 2-0, Cedar Rapids bottom two, still just one out. Payoff pitch coming from Pearson Ohl. Shot foul into the Lugnuts dugout. That was right between the opening and the railing where the Lugnuts are all standing. Players scattered out of there along with the bat boy. One of the coaches just stood there and watched the pitch. That's kicked up our way again. And remains three balls, two strikes. That ball flying off the bat in foul territory today. Opening night of June as we push into month three. The pitch, swinging a chopper over towards third, and they've got Susak caught in a rundown. Ross runs him back to third, and now the catcher up there to tag him out. That's Cardenas. Got him on the backside, three quarters of the way up the third baseline. In the rundown, Perez gets to third. Buelvas safe at first, two outs. It was a hard hit chopper. And again, initially your step forward from Susak, who's already got a lead at third, so he was caught immediately, had nowhere to go. Ross ran right at him. Second out after Cardenas tags him out. 5-2 put out. Perez to third. Buelvas safe at first on the fielder's choice. So, Alexander Campos to the plate. From the right side with two outs. 2-0 Cedar Rapids. The pitch. Breaking ball. A little bit tight. And been a touch high on Campos. 1-0. 6-foot, 205-pound, 23-year-old out of Venezuela. Came over from a trade from Seattle. 2017, spent time in both Stockton and Lansing last year. The pitch, that's up high. There goes the runner to second. Throw back to third, and in time, safe at the bag is Perez. It's a stolen base for Buelvas. But that was a close play as they had Perez, who was inching his way down the line just in case a throw went to second. So 1-1 pitch coming from Pearson Ohl. Here it is. Swing and a miss. Campos chased the fastball up and out. Lugnuts got the two leadoff batters on with hits. Since then, a strikeout, a fielder's choice, stolen base, and now 1-2 count. Ohl with that concise stance, tall on the hill, throws way outside. Two balls, two strikes. There's not much space between his right and left foot. Usually you see maybe a couple of feet with the guy standing up there. He's standing straight up tall with the feet basically up against one another from the stretch. Kicks and throws. On the ground towards third. Scooped up by Ross. Sets and throws to first in time as Keone Cavaco fights the sun, makes the catch. And that's going to do it. So two hard hit balls over to the hot corner, but Ross was in perfect position. And the Lugnuts strand a couple of base hits to open up the bottom of the second. No score for the Lugs. Two on the board for Cedar Rapids. After two, we head to the third at Jackson Field.
They're just different than us. Finally, their cancer treatment will be two. Introducing the Dare to Dream Project from the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Help us transform treatment and care for kids and support all our work at LLS.org.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
This is Vince Cotrodio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Adam Jaxa.
To the third inning we go. First pitch off speed is in there. Strike one from Garland. Second pitch down low. One ball, one strike as he goes through the order for a second time. It's Emmanuel Rodriguez, the second hitter in the order for the Colonels. Ready on lefty, the pitch. Breaking ball, swatted foul. One ball, two strikes. Rodriguez struck out looking on that curveball in the first. Rodriguez does have two strikeouts. Gave up two hits in the first, one double and a walk. Those the two runs. He worked around a bloop single in the second. Time called here by Emmanuel Rodriguez. Cedar Rapids on a season-best five-game win streak coming into tonight after two wins to open this series, both by a run against Lansing. 1-2 pitch. Fastball zips the outside corner, strike three, and Rodriguez is down looking again. Back-to-back strikeouts to bookend the second and start the third. Great job by Garland getting the top two hitters. Schoble and Rodriguez, he struck them out three times. Pitch home. Slider on the outside corner, strike one to Kalai Rosario. He walked on six pitches. Throws. That's down low. One ball, one strike. Cedar Rapids has won five straight games three different times this season, including the first five games of the year. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a foul tip into the glove. Susak holds on. 1-2 on Rosario. One out, bases clear. Top three, 2-0 Cedar Rapids in the third game of this six-game set. They took three from Peoria to get the sweep and then took the first two games against Quad Cities way back in early April. Then they lost eight in a row. Both ends of the spectrum right away. 1-2. A little bit low with the fastball. 2-2. From April 6th to April 12th, five straight wins. They're in first place to start the year. Pitch. That's down low. Three balls, two strikes. Then they rattle off those eight straight losses. Four in a row to Quad Cities. Three to Quad Cities. Pitch. Sweeps down low, and that's ball four. So Rosario has walked for a second time tonight. Didn't bite on a couple of low pitches in the zone. And then Beloit took five of six from the Colonels. So 1-5, lost eight, played some baseball in between. Then we move to the middle of May, where they rattled off five more wins. Four against Quad Cities, one against Peoria. First pitch, Ben Ross, whacks it foul, bouncing third base side. Strike one. So that was May 11th to May 16th, and now here we are for a third time this year. Five straight wins for Cedar Rapids. Three against Wisconsin, and then two against Lansing to end the month of May. 0-1 pitch. That's outside. One ball, one strike. was talking with Calvin, the visiting broadcaster. He said they've got kind of a bet for the squad here. 1-1. That's low and outside. 2-1. I guess a goal is a better way to put it. If Cedar Rapids wins 10 games in a row, there's a nice restaurant out there that the team gets to go visit if they make it to 10 straight wins in the season. 2-1. That's outside. 3 balls and a strike. I think he was saying it was a Mexican restaurant. They actually went there to start the season to kind of kick things off with all the staff members, the team, and the reward to get back there. You got to win 10 in a row. 3-1 pitch. That's outside, and it's ball 4. So back-to-back walks here to Rosario and Ross, the 3 and 4 hitters, and they're at first and second. I want to correct that. I believe he said it's a German spot that they'll go visit, but they enjoy it, and this hasn't just been a this-year thing. This has been for years in the Cedar Rapids organization that if they can win 10 games, the team will go visit this spot and get some good eats. So halfway to visiting the restaurant. 5 games down, 5 to go. Not an easy feat, though. 10 games in a row. That's very consistent. Noah Cardenas steps to the plate. 2 on, 1 out. The pitch. Low and outside. Ball 1. He had the sac fly line drive out to center in his first at-bat against Jake Garland. 3 walks allowed by Garland now, back-to-back in the third. Pitch, that's down low. And Garland has missed the zone 6 straight times, just missing low. He's trying to work that 2 and 4 seam fastball, also a slider in there, but to no avail. Here's the 2-0. There he zips one in, outer half of the plate. Strike 1 with the fastball. 2-0 Cedar Rapids, top 3 as the shadows start to cover parts of the diamond on a Coors Light Thirsty Thursday to open up June. Pitch. Line drive right back up the middle, pass to diving Valenzuela into center. Around third, here comes Rosario. The throw is cut off by Winkler. RBI single, Cardenas, his second RBI. 3-0 Cedar Rapids. Right now, the Colonels look poised to pick up their 6th straight victory, which would be a season best. They are humming along here. Ben Ross off to second. Cardenas at first, still only 1 out in this 3rd inning. And Don Schulze, the pitching coach for the Nuts, will pace out there for the first time to try and settle down Jake Garland. Just much different than what we saw in that first outing. And again, baseball so difficult. Especially when you advance up a level, you don't expect guys to go out there and hurl great performances each time, but boy, he looks sharp that first time out against Lake County. 7 innings, 10 strikeouts, only 1 run and 2 hits. But since then, Jake Garland has given up 9 runs in his last 2 outings so far through 7 2/3 innings and allowed 12 hits. And after 8 hits and 6 runs against Fort Wayne last week, see if he can settle in here. 2 on, 1 out. The pitch home. That slides inside, gets away from Susak, goes to the backstop. And around third, coming in, Ross is going to try to go home. The throw back to Garland. It's late. Off to third goes Cardenas. And on the wild pitch, Ben Ross takes 2 bags. Well, it kind of slowly trickled away from Susak, and it didn't bounce back off the backstop. He had to charge over once he realized it was past him, and Ross got a great jump around third. He just kept on coming home and just beat the throw as he slid in under the tag from Garland. So 4-0 Cedar Rapids, still only 1 out, and Cardenas is at third base. A 1-0 pitch. Bouncing ball over towards first. Knocked down by Winkler in foul territory. Picks it up. Shovels to first. It's late to Garland. Run scores. And it's 5-0 Cedar Rapids. A 3-run 3rd inning. And this will be a tough one, what they decide to rule on it, whether they go base hit or if it'll be an error. It is going to be a base hit. So Salas gets the RBI single, 5-0 the score, just like that. Here's Urbina. First pitch low, outside, ball one. Garland's next pitch. That's down low, 2 balls, no strikes. So 2 walks, a wild pitch that allows Ross to come in and score after an RBI single from Cardenas. An RBI single from Jose Salas. Pitch home. That shoots in. Fastball strike one on Misael Urbina. A 2-run first, a 3-run third, and after 2 1-run wins, Cedar Rapids is putting it on the nuts so far tonight. Leaving no doubt so far. Garland's 2-1. There's a ground ball right back up the middle, rolling into center field. Up to second goes Salas. Urbina has the third straight hit for the Colonels in this third inning. Well, what kept Lansing in those games yesterday and Tuesday? Great starts from Brady Basso and Mitch Myers. And tonight, not the case with Jake Garland. He has really struggled. 2 hits in the first and a walk. Gave up a hit but worked around it in the second. And now 3 hits, 2 walks here in the third. Still only 1 out for Jefferson Morales from the right side. The pitch, breaking ball, stays up. Maybe a touch in, 1-0. 5-0 Cedar Rapids, top 3 on a Coors Light Thirsty Thursday. But the crowd has been basically taken out of this one early through the first hour. Garland's pitch. That shoots in there. Slider top of the zone. Strike one. Morales grounded out to third in his first at bat. Lugnuts would take that right now to try and get a twin killing and get them out of this lengthy third inning. Garland's 62nd pitch. Swing and a miss. Down in the zone. Strike two and over to third. Late. A delayed steal there from Jose Salas. He took off after that ball was already home. I don't know if Susak missed it. But a delayed, very delayed steal there by Salas, and he gets in safely. All sorts of trouble in this third for the Nuts. 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball, chopped foul, third base side. Into the shadows down that left field side as Clark Elliott now standing in the shade. Just in the sun is Brian Welbas in center, but most of the center and left field warning track, all of it actually covered in the shade. There's a little patch, video board shadow out there in the middle of center field. 1-2 pitch, breaking ball, whacked up in the air, first base side, and that one carrying foul as it heads towards the Miller Lite elevator. Lance just short of it in the bleachers. Lugnuts with an arm warming down the pen, down in the pen, Luke Anderson, the right-hander getting warm. The pitch, hard hit, past the swiping glove of Campos at third into left field. This brings in Salas, 6-0, Cedar Rapids. That was a rope by Morales and a fourth straight hit. And this coming from the 5, 6, 7, and 8 batters against Jake Garland. Well, 6 runs, 7 hits against Garland, and unfortunately not the start he was looking for. Craig Conklin coming out, points to the bullpen, and that is going to be it for the Miami Hurricane. Tough start tonight for the 17th rounder last year. Much different than his first home start a couple of weeks ago. He will exit with 2 runners on and still 1 out. As Cedar Rapids has had 6 straight reach after that strikeout looking from Emmanuel Rodriguez. So here's Luke Anderson.
His 12th appearance so far, 14 innings pitched. ERA just a touch over 7. He struggled with the command at times this year. 17 walks, 14 strikeouts. A 24-year-old out of Prairie Village, Kansas. 15th round selection in 2021 out of Central Oklahoma. Last year, he spent time in Stockton. And now up here in Lansing and trying to wiggle out of what has been a frustrating third inning for the Nuts, as they have seen 7 batters come to the plate. 6 straight have reached, back-to-back walks to Rosario and Ross, then Cardenas, Salas, Urbina, and Morales all singled. 3 of the 4 with RBI singles, Cardenas, Salas, and Morales. So first and second, still one out. Keone Cavaco coming to the plate. See if he can continue the success for the Colonels. He had a base hit in the second. Anderson set from the stretch, the righty. A belt high hold, the come home. Breaking ball a little bit tight. Ball one. So a tough outing for Garland. His final line not set yet until the two outs needed are gotten. Pitch. Slide piece that just misses. 2 balls, no strikes on Cavaco. Anderson with the 4-seam fastball, slider, and the changeup. Spins the baseball behind his backside. Now comes set. Chest high, lowers it to the belt and throws. Swing and a miss. That drops right out. Good pitch. 2-1. Anderson, the 2016 Kansas High School Player of the Year and Pitcher of the Year after winning a state title in 2015. The pitch, swinging a chopper off the plate towards first. Charging is Winkler, spins around, throws back to first, and that is in time at first base as he gets it to Anderson. Well, Jack did a little pirouette on the right side of the diamond there. He picked it up, spun to second, realized he didn't have a play there, and spun back to first, allowing Anderson time to get there on a slow hit ball, and he just did in time to get the force. Great play all around by Winkler and Anderson. Now back to the top of the order, Tanner Schobel from the right side. Second and third, 2 outs, top 3. The pitch, fastball low, ball 1. So all 9 batters coming to the plate in this third inning, 6-0, Cedar Rapids. Potentially looking to kick the extra point, maybe go for 2 here. 1-0 pitch. Lifted, left field. Clark Elliott going back towards the track. He's at the wall, and that ball's on home run hill. Gone. A 3-run shot, exclamation point, in a massive third inning. A 7-run third. And Cedar Rapids has outkicked their coverage. Past the extra point, past the 2-point conversion. Somehow they've kicked a field goal. 9-0 and a 7-run third inning. First pitch home. That's down low. Ball 1. Emmanuel Rodriguez in there. So what a series for Schobel. He's homered on back-to-back days. The pitch. Hard hit. Second base. Past the sliding Valenzuela into right field. Another hit as they just keep on coming from Cedar Rapids. 6th hit of this third inning. And that's the 5th single. Schobel now with 5 home runs and home runs in back-to-back days. He's had at least 2 hits in the first 3 games of this series. Here's Rosario. First pitch, lifts his arms, it's in there. Strike 1. 9-0 our score. Colonels in front. Pitch home.
way inside. That gets past Susak, pops up in the air from the backstop, and up to second goes Rodriguez. Just a nightmare half inning for the Nuts, and they're just trying to get that final out. Schoble with a double and a home run halfway to the cycle. He had a home run and a single yesterday. He had three singles and two driven in on Tuesday. What a series. 1-1 pitch. Way outside with the slider, 2-1. Remember, Cedar Rapids, they had a cycle the last time that they came to Lansing. Alaric Solarte had it. The pitch, that's inside. 3-1 now. Solarte has, he got that grand slam last year on June 4th in the 8-5 Cedar Rapids win. It was the Colonel's first cycle in 13 years. 3-1 slider way outside, ball four. And now Ben Ross coming to the plate. Second walk in this half inning for Rosario, the third walk in this game. By the way, that Schoble homer, 382 feet, 98 on the exit velo. And that the three-run shot that sealed so far a seven-run third, but things still not over here in this lengthy third inning. Don Schulze goes back out to the hill. Well, the last time Garland started again, Lansing lost to Fort Wayne 8-1. Tonight they're down 9-0. And remember, those runs going to be tagged to Garland. So his line officially done. 2 1/3 innings, gives up 7 hits, 8 runs, 3 walks, 3 strikeouts, as the ERA is now above 9. We saw his stuff, though, and the capabilities of it, and how good it looked in his first outing against Lake County. He'll look to try and get back to that in his next start. Here's Ben Ross, 2 on, still 2 out. The pitch floats inside, 5 straight have missed the zone. Ross has already walked in this inning. Lugnuts have allowed 6 base hits and 3 walks and 7 runs, all here in the top of the third. 9-0, Colonels. Pitch. That floats inside. 2-0. Anderson set from the stretch. Looks in second and throws. There he finds the outside corner with the fastball, 2-1. Sixty-five pitches tonight for Garland, 37 in the zone as he exits after 2 1/3. Anderson's 2-1 pitch. Popped up right side. This could do it. Foul territory. Winkler charging in halfway up the first base line. Stops, backs up, makes the catch above his head. And there, the Nuts are finally out of this top of the third. Wow. Well, 12 batters come to the plate. Cedar Rapids scores 7 runs, and they do so on 6 hits and 1 big 3-run shot from Tanner Schoble after 3 walks as well. And it is 9-0 Cedar Rapids. Runs to be had for the Nuts. I'll try and get some back here as we move to the bottom of the third from Michigan State Capitol.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
A friend told me she was being abused. I told her we should tell someone. She told me no and said that if I ever told anyone, I would lose her as a friend. I can't lose her friendship, but I was scared that if I said nothing, I would lose her to the abuse. I made a decision to submit a tip to OK to Say. I took the risk of losing my friend, but helping keep her safe was more important in the long run. If you know someone who's being abused and you want to talk but you're scared, that's okay. You can text OK to Say. That's 652729. All tipsters' identities are confidential.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Well, unfortunately, no Jesse tonight. He'll be back next week. The first pitch to Saheed Valenzuela is low and outside. Ball one. Lansing trailing now 9-0. Pitch home. Just a little bit wide with the fastball, 2-0. Valenzuela still batting for the first time tonight. Cedar Rapids is moving through their order for a third time already. Pitch home. That's on the outside corner. Popped in there, 2-1. Pearson Ohl has been over in the dugout for a long time after that 7-run, 12-batter, top of the third. 9 runs on 9 hits for Cedar Rapids. Pitch home. Shot down the third base side. To his right, Ross has it. Sets, throws to first, and it's in time. Saheed Valenzuela put away. That a third straight ball that's been hit over to Ben Ross. Going back to ending that bottom of the second where the Nuts got their first two runners on base with a double and a single from Daniel Susak and Junior Perez. So now they will flip the card over for the first time tonight. Back up to Johnny Butler, who flied out to right field. First pitch. Kicked back off the netting. Strike one. 2 runs in the first. 7 runs in the third for Cedar Rapids. 9 hits. Lansing with no runs and just 2 hits so far. Pitch home. Up high, inside. 1 ball, 1 strike. Ohl has just reached over 40 pitches after that toss. In the meantime, the Lugnuts, Garland has been taken out. The pitch, shot back up over the net and out of play. And again, what typically is a very rambunctious crowd on a Coors Light Thirsty Thursday, they have been very quiet because of this dominating performance so far by the Colonels. Not easy to come in and take the crowd out of it, especially on a Coors Light Thirsty Thursday. Pearson Ohl throws up high. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Pretty cool, though. The biggest Midwest League crowd in 2023 came right here yesterday. Up over 9,000 attended the Nuts and Colonels game. 2-2. Chop foul, third base side. On our finale, Grand Slam School Day started just after 11 o'clock. How about 9,128 fans, and it was a buzzing crowd, mostly filled with youngsters yesterday. Pitch home. Let's kick back. Johnny Butler did his part, got his third home run of the season, hit it out to right field yesterday, but the Nuts, in the end, couldn't quite overcome the 3 runs from Cedar Rapids as they fell 3-2. But it was a spectacular crowd yesterday coming out to check out the Nuts midday on a hot one to close out the month of May. 2-2 pitch. Down low, good eye from Butler. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Lugnuts looking for their fourth base runner. And the 2 hits, and then Buelbas reached on a fielder's choice in the second. 1 out, nobody on in the third. The pitch home. Lifted out to center field. Backing up Rodriguez. He's going towards the track, looking up, and that ball's gone! A second straight night, a Johnny Butler bomb! This one is straightaway center, and the Nuts are on the board. Butler's fourth of the year. So Johnny Barrels finding his swing over the last 2 days. That one going 409 feet and over the top of the 20-foot wall in center field. Pitch home. That's a fastball in there, strike one. Exit velo 103 right there for Johnny Barrels. Pitch. Popped up first base side. Going back is Kafako. Foul territory into the bullpen. Makes a basket catch just in front of the lug nut pitchers. And Winkler is retired for the second out of the third. That's a great grab right there on the run. Concentration over there on the elevated surface, too, where the mound is in the bullpen. Down the right field side. All right, here's Max Muncy. 9-1 Cedar Rapids, bottom three. The pitch, checked it. He did offer, according to home plate umpire Josiah Shepard, strike one. So Johnny Butler has gone back-to-back. He now has four home runs this year. Pitch. It's a line drive out to right field. Base hit for Muncy. So fourth hit tonight for the Nuts. We talked about it. Pearson Ohl has been susceptible to the home run. Specifically, in his last four starts, he's given up five and six total on the year. Butler gets one yesterday. He gets one today. Now Muncy at first base. The Nuts making a little noise here. Two outs, runner at first. Here's Daniel Susak. He's got three home runs this year. 9-1 Colonels. First pitch to the righty. Bouncing ball, third base side. Fair territory, waiting. Ross has it. Guns to first. Snapping the mitt of Kafako as he extends to his left, makes the catch. And that's going to do it for the Nuts. So they leave the single stranded from Muncy, but get a solo shot from Johnny Butler. His second in as many days and his fourth this year. Lansing on the board as we head to the fourth, but it's 9-1 Cedar Rapids.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager, learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Happy kids heal faster. That's why Starlight Children's Foundation is dedicated to improving the mental well-being of sick kids by providing comfort and normalcy to those who need it most. Learn how at starlight.org.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Adam Jaxa.
All right, the good news, Lansing is on the board. It's 9-1, though. Cedar Rapids leading. Luke Anderson's first pitch. And that is a little bit wide. Ball one. 12 batters came to the plate in that third. So Anderson now facing his first full inning of work. Noah Cardenas in the box. Pitch home. On the outside corner with the fastball, strike one. Tried to clean up the start from Jake Garland, but unsuccessful. Garland exited with two runners on and gets tagged with two more runs. Eight given up tonight by the starter. The pitch, that's down low. Two balls and a strike. Lugnuts hoping that they can have a little bit more of a successful June than they did May, where they finished seven games below 500, but down 9-1 to open the month of June tonight. Pitch home. That breaks in there a little tight, and it's 3-1. Lansing 10-17 through the month of May after they had a winning record 11-9 through the first month of April. 3-1 pitch. Bouncing ball, weakly hit off the plate, third base side. Campos gathers, throws on the run. Winkler snatches one away. Nice play at third from Alexander Campos. Pit crew trying to get this crowd into it with the Go Nuts chant. Holding up the giant poster-sized baseballs. One says go, the other says nuts, and the crowd obliging. And they raise the sign. So Jose Salas whacks it foul, first base side. Strike one. So we'll see what Lansing can do in May. 11-9 after 1 month, then 10-17 after month two. That brings their total to 21-26. The Colonels 27-20, at the most games they've been above 500 all year. 0-1 pitch. That's down low. One ball, one strike on Jose Salas. He was a part of that four straight base hit stretch in the third when six straight reached for Cedar Rapids. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Good breaking ball that fell out of the zone. 1-2. Garland goes 2 1/3 tonight, 7 hits, the 8 runs, 3 strikeouts, 3 walks, 65 pitches, 37 in the zone. And Anderson came in to get the final 2 outs, but not before he gave up a home run to Tanner Schobel, the second in as many nights for Schobel. So Butler and Schobel showing their strength. 1-2 pitch. Lifted back our way to the left of us, though. And that heads into the lower bowl. Remains strike two. That long half inning slowed this one down and in jeopardy of lengthening a game for the Lansing Lugnuts. They played some quick games recently. 1-2. Up high, 2 balls, 2 strikes. 12 of Lansing's last 14 games have been completed in under 2.5 hours, including 9 games completed under 2 hours and 20 minutes. The pitch. Breaking ball in there. Outside corner called. Strike three. Salas is down. And there is a strikeout for Anderson. That's his first tonight. And now it's Misael Urbina. And a base hit in that third inning. 9-1 Colonels. The pitch. Breaking ball. Ooh, up in the ear hole there of Urbina. Helmet pops off. He goes sprinting out of the box up the third base side. And they're going to check on him to make sure he's doing okay. The good news, it was a breaking ball. Not that it's ever good when a batter gets hit in the head. But not as much pace to it as a fastball up and in. It's a breaking ball that just didn't come back over the plate, obviously. And they are going to just check in with Misael Urbina, make sure he's okay. Good news, the helmet was on. It knocked it off, but it didn't hit him in the head. It got him in the helmet to protect him. We'll see if he can stay in this game as they, again, just take a peek and make sure he's okay. Scary moment right there. Matt Smith, the athletic trainer, out there to check him out along with Brian Dinkelman, the manager. And he is okay, and it looks like he's going to stay in the game. Head to first base. So fans will give him a hand with 2 outs. Urbina off the first base after getting plunked in the helmet on the breaking ball inside. Don Schulze took that moment to go out there and have a quick word with Luke Anderson. And now Yeverson Morales to the plate. 2 outs, 1 on. 9-1 Colonels. Top four. Ready on ready to pitch. Inside corner with the fastball. Strike one. Knee high. Morales didn't agree with it as he leaned back out of the way. Anderson set. Long hold here and now throws home. Same spot, but a little bit lower. Ball one. Morales 1-for-2. RBI single. Scored that 8th run of the 9 so far tonight for Cedar Rapids in the last frame. Pitch home. Swing and a miss. Great changeup right there. Anderson got him out in front swinging. So he's ahead 1-2. Low stance here from Morales. Wide base as he bends down. Red ankle guard in front on that left foot. Crowds the plate. Anderson from the stretch. And a 1-2 offering. On its way. Swing and a miss. Got him with the slide piece away. And after the HBP, Anderson able to get two strikeouts and put a zero up on the board for just the second time in this game for Lugnuts pitching. Bottom four coming up next. We'll have trivia for you. Lugnuts trailing 9-1 here at Jackson Field.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Forts, single A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now, let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Adam Jackson.
All right, to the bottom of the fourth we move. Just coming up on an hour and a half into this one. 9-1, Cedar Rapids leading. Junior Perez leads off the fourth. The first pitch, slider in there, strike one to Perez. He had a looped double to the left field, left center field gap in his first at bat. Got his second double this season out of it. The 0-1 pitch, slider away. One ball, one strike. Lansing has come up with four hits and two extra base hits, but just one run to show for it. That solo shot from Johnny Butler back in the third to straightaway center field. The pitch. Fastball on the outside corner. 1-2. Perez wears number four from the right side, working against Pearson Ole, the starter. The big lead here. Pitch. Slider low and away. 2-2. This has got to feel good for Ole. These Cedar Rapids Colonel starters trying to right the ways after a strugglesome start to that series against Wisconsin last week, where they dropped the first three, won the last three. Pitch, swing and a miss on the slider low in the dirt. Second strikeout for Ole, and there's one away. Certainly helps when your offense gets you 9 runs in the first 3 innings. Yesterday, it was Kyle Jones who bounced back with 5 innings pitched, got the win, just 2 hits and 1 run. So now it's Clark Elliott that comes to the plate from the left side. 9-1 Colonels, bottom four. One out, nobody on. The pitch. That's a fastball on the inner half. Strike one. Okay, so trivia tonight. We got a fun one tonight for you. Big name came to this park 13 years ago. 0-1. A little bit low. It was actually 13 years ago on this day that a current major leaguer had a big game against Lansing. 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Pretty prominent player. If you've watched any Major League Baseball, I promise you've heard of this man. But he hit a home run, had a couple of hits, in a win for his squad in this park on 2010, back on June 1st, who was that big leaguer that took over and helped that team beat the Nuts this day back in 2010? Pitch. That's up high. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Multiple ways to send in your answers. You can tweet at me, at Adam Jackson. You can slide in my DMs. pitch. Here's a high hopper off the plate, way up there. Shobo waits for it to come down, and then swings it over to first in time. There's two outs as Clark Elliott is dispatched. So you can tweet at me, or even though Jesse has left us for the weekend, he has left me his computer, so I have access to his email. Willingly, he allowed that. So you can email in jgoldstrass@lansinglugnuts.com. The pitch home. Brian Buelbas takes a fastball on the outside corner, strike one. Send in your answers. We'll answer that for you in the seventh. What major leaguer played and had a home run here in Lansing back on this day in 2010? Pitch. Hard hit. Through the left side, it's a base hit to the right of the shortstop, Salas. And Buelbas is aboard for the second time tonight. So Lansing consistently getting runners on. They only had the 1-2-3 inning in the first. They've had base runners in the second, third, and now the fourth inning. They've got a lot of work to do, though. 9-1, Cedar Rapids, good offensively for the first three innings. 9 runs on 9 hits, no errors. 1 run, 5 hits, no errors for Lansing. Here's Alex Campos. Colonel's trying to win the first three games of this series. Quick throw back to first. Buelbas safely. He had a steal in his last time on, his first in Lansing this year. He'll be trying to get another one to get in scoring position with two outs. All the righty set and throws home. That's down low. 1 ball, no strikes. So Buelbas getting a lot of his firsts in his first full week in Lansing. He joined them in Fort Wayne last week. He had his first hit last week in Fort Wayne. First home run the start of this series. First stolen base earlier today. 1-0 pitch. Checked it. Down low. 2 balls, no strikes. He was in Lansing last year and then started the year in Stockton. Really had a good season down in Stockton at Buelbas, and now promoted up to Lansing here at the end of May. 2-0. Swing and a miss. That drops out of the zone on Campos as he was right over the top of it. 2-1. 9-1 our score. Cedar Rapids in front. Campos grounded out to third in his first at bat. Another check on Buelbas. He's got the sliding mitt over there on his left hand. Almost looks like an oven mitt. Just sliding on that left hand so he can get back to the bag, not get stepped on. Have it in as much pain, easier into the bag. Very common now. 2-1. Hard hit over towards short, galloping to his left. Salas has it, goes the short route to second. They get the force with Buelbas there as Shobo holds on to it. And that will do it for Lansing in the fourth. So a base hit from Buelbas goes stranded. We head to the fifth. 9-1, Cedar Rapids in front at Jackson Field.
The Same House was founded to create greater economic mobility and build stronger communities through social connection. Join us at thesamehouse.org to learn more. The Same House, same city, worlds apart. Let's bridge the gap.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up.
Hold my hand?
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This is Vince Cotrodio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Adam Jackson.
Good to hear from Vince Contronio as we bring you back for the top of the fifth. 9-1, Cedar Rapids leading. Keone Kavako opens up this fifth against Luke Anderson. First pitch home. Breaking ball in there. Strike one with a slide piece. Good piece of information for you. We interviewed Daniel Susak to start this game. If you missed it, pitch home. That's down low. One ball, one strike. You can hear it on A's Cast this Saturday. Send it to Vince and the guys. They're going to play it. Great coverage of the minor leagues in the A's system. So you can listen back to Daniel Susak, his thoughts through the first 2 months. The pitch, that's fouled back. One ball, two strikes on Kavako, who is 1-for-2. And a base hit in the second. And then in that 12-batter third, he grounded out one of the three outs, one of those 12 batters, where seven runs came in. That's the difference in this one. 9-1 our score after Cedar Rapids had two in the first. Anderson's 1-2. Swinging a tapper foul again. Kavako just getting a piece off the end of his bat. So a tame Thirsty Thursday crowd because of that early jump of runs from Cedar Rapids. We told you it had been two close games, one-run games. Cedar Rapids not messing around so far tonight, up by 8 in the fifth. 1-2 pitch. That's outside. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Started the night at 87 degrees with the sun out. Since the shadows have taken over the diamond, no more sun peeking through. Ah, there's a little patch in right field, just slightly. But that's it. Pitch. A little bit low. Looked like the changeup there, 3-2. Dropped 4 degrees with the sun going down. 83 degrees here in Lansing. Anderson's payoff. Slider outside, ball four. So up 1-2 there and just couldn't get Kavako to chase. Patient approaches tonight by Cedar Rapids, drawing already their fifth walk. A walk per half inning. And now Don Chulsey will walk out to the mound for a third time tonight. Wanted to give you a reminder that if you didn't join us tonight, you'll have an opportunity to join us tomorrow and Saturday and Sunday. We've also got multiple times for you. You can do a 7:05 tomorrow or Saturday. If you want to come to the ballpark earlier for a kids' day, 1:05 on Sunday. How about that? We cater to everyone here at the Lansing Lugnuts. Tomorrow, though, is Lugnut PI night as we pay tribute to Magnum PI, the great series TV show featuring Tom Selleck back in the 80s. I say great. I've unfortunately never seen it. The pitch, hard hit, down the third base side, foul, strike one. Tanner Schobel again looking at extra bases. So I technically don't know if the show was great or not, but here's the thing. There's aviators, there's mustache, and there's Hawaiian shirts, and Tom Selleck. Who doesn't love Tom Selleck? He's great. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Popped up center field, back goes Puelbas, stops, and now will come in a couple of steps and reaches above his head to make the out. Second put out tonight of Tanner Schobel. And there's one out in this fifth inning. Schobel halfway to the cycle with a double and a home run. Have to try and continue that in his next at bat. Cool thing tomorrow, though, it'll be a Hawaiian shirt giveaway if you get to the game early. Again, the game at 7:05 tomorrow night. Here's Emmanuel Rodriguez. First pitch. That's down low, ball one. Rodriguez, 1-for-3 tonight, couple strikeouts and a base hit. Also, if you get to the game late, you could stay later. You've got post-game fireworks for you. Pitch home. That's a fastball, inside corner, strike one. So a lot going on. And then on Saturday and Sunday, Defenders of the Diamond, as we salute Marvel, the Avengers, specialty uniforms for the Nuts.
1-1 pitch, way inside. 2-1. All sorts of fun souvenirs that you could find at the park to salute Marvel. We do a Star Wars night. We do Harry Potter. Fun-filled promotions throughout the year, but especially this weekend. The pitch, that's down low. It pops in front of Susak. Runner holds at first base. 3-1. So, point being, with this great weather and the Nuts going on the road to South Bend next week, come see us this weekend in the first weekend in June. 7:05 tomorrow, 7:05 Saturday, and a Capital City Market Kids Day 1:05 start on Sunday. 3-1 pitch. A little bit wide, ball four. That's the second walk given up by Anderson in this fifth inning, and there are two on with one out. Things just not going the way of the Nuts tonight. Seven walks now. And Craig Conklin coming out, and that looks like it's going to be it. Second guess myself, six was right. Three walks for Rosario. Ross with one, Rodriguez with one, Cavaco with one. And Luke Anderson will have the one baseball taken from him, and Kumar Nambiar is coming in for the Nuts. 9-1, Cedar Rapids leading. And maybe Nambiar has the recipe to try and slow down this Cedar Rapids offensive attack as they look for a sixth straight victory and a seventh straight win on the road. The sixth straight wins away from home is a season high for them. The song Call On Me playing over the loudspeakers, and they have indeed called on the lefty, Kumar Nambiar. 5'11", 190-pound, 25-year-old from Larchmont, New York. 34th round selection in 2019 out of Yale. Spent last year in Lansing as one of their more reliable relievers. He's been great again this year. 15 appearances for Nambiar. ERA sits at 2.5, 20 strikeouts, 10 walks, and the stash back in full force, looking great for Kumar. So Nambiar will face Kala'i Rosario, who has walked three times, as we just mentioned. Twice against Garland, once against Anderson. Two on, one out. Nambiar's first pitch. Lifted out to center field, not deep. Coming in, Duelbas. To his right, still coming, makes the catch. One pitch, one out for Nambiar. Two away. So that's a good start for Kumar Nambiar, and now it's Ben Ross that'll come to the plate. Ross has that long bleached blonde hair coming out of the back of his Colonel's batting helmet. Stands in from the right side, the pitch. Fastball just off the inner edge. Ball one. Jake Garland to Luke Anderson to Kumar Nambiar. Three lug nut pitchers. Nambiar with the baseball behind his back. Now comes set belt high. From the stretch, first and second, two outs. The pitch, a little bit high, 2-0. Nambiar with the three-pitch mix, four-seam fastball, curve, and a changeup. 2015 New York State Class AA Player of the Year throws. Lifted out to left center field. This is hit towards the gap. Elliott looking, and that ball's off the top of the 20-foot wall. Coming in is Rosario or Rodriguez, and right behind him, Cavaco. And it's a two-run double for Cedar Rapids off the bat of Ben Ross. His second and third driven in tonight. It is 11-1. Well, he got a 2-0 pitch and didn't miss it. Those two walks from Anderson come back to score against him. They will be charged to him as the first pitch in there, strike one to Noah Cardenas. And now three of the first five innings, Cedar Rapids has scored runs, and they've all been multi-run half innings. 11 runs on 10 hits. The pitch, hard hit over the lunging Muncy at short into left field. Around third, here comes Ross. The throw cut off, and it's an RBI single from Noah Cardenas, his third driven in tonight. So the Colonels just keep crushing baseballs and scoring runs. Two-run first, a seven-run third, a three-run fifth. Pitch home. Jose Salas takes it down low, ball one. Six batters came to the plate in the first. 12 came to the plate in the third. The pitch. Down low, 2-0. Seventh batter to come to the plate here in the fifth for Cedar Rapids. Pitch home. Swing and a miss. Good off-speed stuff to get him to chase. And it's 2-1. This wasn't an extremely potent offense coming in. Again, they've been low-scoring, tight one-run games through the first two games of this series. The pitch popped up behind home plate. And that's going to go into the lower bowl. And we got a lucky fan that comes up with the baseball. And we thought that one was coming back our way. We were ready not to be. 2-2 pitch. Up high and outside. 3 balls, 2 strikes. 12-1, Cedar Rapids leading. Jose Salas digs back in from the right side. Ambiar throws. That's up high, ball four. And they're at first and second with two outs. And an eighth batter will come to the plate. Another lengthy half inning. Ambiar throws. That's down low, ball one. This is a season high in runs for Cedar Rapids. 12 tonight, the pitch, swing and a miss. Strike one. Their previous season high came against Beloit back on April 23rd. They won 11-1, but here they lead 12-1. Some insurance, the pitch home. Breaking ball popped up, first base side, foul territory. Susak going over with Winkler right in front of the dugout. It's Susak removing the mask and making the catch. And that does it in this lengthy fifth inning. Again, a big one for Cedar Rapids as they score 3 more runs on 2 hits and 3 walks. It is now 12-1 as we head to the bottom of the fifth at Jackson Field.
My name is Luis Fonsi. No one should face Alzheimer's or other dementias alone. Resources are available at ALZ.org and by calling the Alzheimer's Association's 24/7 free hotline at 800-272-3900.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Adam Jaxa.
To the bottom of the fifth we go, and the first pitch grabs the outside corner. A fastball to Saheed Valenzuela. It is all Colonels tonight, up 12-1. Their bats have been popping. Second pitch. That's up high. One ball, one strike. Lansing with a solo shot from Johnny Butler in the third. That is it so far. It is a gorgeous evening for baseball, and a nice crowd here on a thirsty Thursday. The pitch. That shot foul up over the netting, heading to the left of the seats. Young fan down there secures it. Pearson Olds pitch. Bouncer backed up the middle to the left of second baseman Salas, or shortstop, coming to his left. Throws on the run in time. A 6-3 putout. Nice play by Jose Salas. Covered a lot of ground. He was shifted a shade towards second, but still was pretty close to his shortstop position. And he was able to range left, make the play, and throw out Valenzuela. So far, this has been the man of the night for the Nuts, Johnny Butler. 400-plus feet to straightaway center. Pitch. This one up high, ball one. He flied out to right in his first at-bat. Homered over the 20-foot wall in the third. His second home run in as many nights to give him his fourth home run this year. 1-0. On the outside corner, strike one. 12-1, though, our score. Lansing trailing. Cedar Rapids came into Lansing, won the series last year, 4-6. Looking to take a third game to start this one. 1-1. Swing and a miss on Butler, which would mean that they would only need to win one game this weekend to secure the series if this score holds true. And we've told you this year, a Lansing squad. Pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Butler is down. That's the third strikeout for Ole. Two outs in the fifth. Lugnuts not much of a comeback squad when they're down by this many runs, obviously. They are just 1-15 when trailing after 6 and 7 innings. Pitches in there, strike one on Winkler. 1-17 after 8. But hey, we're only in the fifth. Two outs though, base is clear. 12-1, Cedar Rapids. The pitch home. That's down low, one ball, one strike. Jack tonight, 0-2. One ball on the ground, one ball up in the air. He grounded out to Jose Salas at short and then flied out in foul territory to Cavaco at first. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. That's cued back foul. Strike two. The Nuts have come back 10 times this year, and they do have 9 final at-bat wins with 6 walk-offs. So they have certainly been a team filled with the late drama. But again, it's an 11-run deficit. Pitch. Reached on, poked over towards third. Weakly hit. Charging. It's the pitcher Ole that fires to first late. It's a swinging infield bunt single for Jack Winkler up the third base side. And again, the Nuts continue to get base runners in each half inning outside of that first. Two outs, one out now. So now it's Max Muncy. One on, two out. Muncy tonight, 1-2. He's hit it hard both times to the right side of the diamond. First pitch to the righty. Actually, time called. Last moment and a pitch clock violation on Pearson Ole. He was just a tick late
As the clock ticked down, we've got it in left center above the Miller Light sign, just over the 20-foot wall, and then, of course, behind home plate. So Muncy will start with a 1-0 count. Pearson Ole, the righty, out of Grand Canyon, throws. Down low, 2-0. Out of the whack, the Grand Canyon Antelopes. Max Muncy out of Thousand Oaks High School. The pitch, that's a little bit inside. 3 balls, no strikes on Max Muncy. Thousand Oaks, the Lancers. So some fun nicknames for these two. A Lancer against an Antelope here. 12-1. The Colonels beating the Lugnuts. Bottom five, 2 outs, 1 on. 3-0 pitch to Muncy. Here it is. Inside, maybe a touch high as well. And a walk. That's the first drawn by Lansing tonight. Muncy's on for a second time. Winkler up to second. Here comes Daniel Susak, the Wildcat. For that, though, we will get a visit from Brian Dinkelman, manager here for Cedar Rapids, and he's going to go to the pen. So that's going to be it for Pearson Ole. He did pretty well tonight. Again, he has struggled in his last few outings, giving up a total of 13 runs in just over 15 innings of work. But tonight, so far, 4 2/3, and only 1 run allowed, but he will be charged if runs come in here with first and second, 2 outs. And it's going to be John Wilson, the Hackensack native from New Jersey. Wilson, the 6-foot, 195-pound lefty, non-drafted free agent in that shortened 5-round 2020 draft. Was with Fort Myers last year. 12th appearance, ERA sits up over 6, and 11 1/3 innings pitched, 9 strikeouts, 3 walks for Wilson. So John Wilson spent his entire time in 2022 down in single A with Fort Myers, pitching 30 outings for the Mighty Muscles across 49 1/3 innings of work. He's one of 5 Fort Myers lefties that threw greater than 20 innings last year, with an ERA just under 4 and 49 1/3 innings pitched. He spent time at Old Dominion collegiately. He had Tommy John surgery, though, during his visit to Old Dominion. And his dad has been a scout in the Twins organization for nearly 30 years. So he knows all about the Minnesota Twins org. And now a part of it. He faces Daniel Susak. First pitch. That's in there. Bottom of the zone. Strike one. He takes over with a 12-1 lead. A lot less pressure with runners at first and second. And 2 outs when you're up 11. But facing a first rounder, the 0-1. That twists inside. Susak kicks up his back leg to avoid getting hit. 1-1. Big pop for Daniel Susak. 3 home runs this year. He's driven in 20 and a big month of May. The best Lugnut hitter this past month. 1-2 tonight. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Kick back. Foul. 1-2. We told you this earlier, but Susak led the Lugnuts in the month of May in batting average, on-base percentage, OPS, hits, total bases, and walks. He had a tremendous month after a little bit of a slower start in April. 1-2 pitch. Down low. 2 balls, 2 strikes. He batted .306 in the month of May. OBP was up near 400. OPS up over 800 for Susak, 26 hits, and he drew 12 walks, finding ways to get on base. He's got two on base right now. Winkler at second, Muncy at first, two outs. The pitch. Twisting ball, shot foul, bounding third base side. And it remains 2-2. Twelve runs, 11 hits, no errors for Cedar Rapids. One run, six hits, no errors for Lansing. Their run, a home run from Johnny Butler, straightaway center. 2-2 pitch. Twisting ball, right back up the middle on the ground. Around third, here comes Winkler, picked up by Rodriguez. No throw, RBI single, Daniel Susak. It's 12-2, Colonels. Second hit tonight for Susak and his 21st RBI. So the Lugnuts get a clutch two-out hit from Susak. Muncy, because it was hit so slowly, and Rodriguez came up to play it, only able to get to second base. Now here's Junior Perez. Home run pop for this guy. The pitch. Hard hit on the ground, and a sliding stop in the hole by Salas at short. Gets up, throws to first. It's late, as Perez beats out the hard hit infield single. Back-to-back pitches, back-to-back base hits, and the bases are loaded with Lugnuts. Well, you want to get back in this game, you got to continue to swing with clutch hitting with two outs, but this your chance. As Clark Elliott, a former Michigan Wolverine, coming to the plate. Four straight have reached safely for the Nuts. 12-2, Colonels, bottom five, the pitch. Elliott twists it back off the net, foul, strike one. Just four driven in for Clark Elliott this year. Playing in his 18th game with the Nuts after getting promoted from A-bound Stockton. The 0-1 pitch. Twist foul down low. One ball, one strike. Clark Elliott played here last year, though, collegiately. Michigan against Michigan State. Played here three times. And I believe Michigan won, what, two of those games? The pitch. Swing and a miss. Greg Kiger has joined the booth. And he confirms Clark Elliott did play here. Michigan played well. 1-2. That's down low. Two balls, two strikes. That was really cool. That was a series. I believe Lansing was in West Michigan. And they had those games against Michigan and Michigan State. Of course, there's the Crosstown Showdown every year where Michigan State takes on the Lugnuts either to start the year or end it. Clark a Wolverine, the 2-2. High hopper, first base side, and that is over the infield into right field. Muncy comes in to score. Right behind him, Susak. It's a two-run single for Elliott, and here come the Lugnuts in the fifth. A tomahawk chop right there that was smacked high up in the air, and it bounded so far up that it got over both Schobel and Cavaco's heads. We have seen that recently in the last couple of weeks. And it pays off here for the Nuts, as they have made it 12-4. Junior Perez able to get to third on that. So the clutch hits for the Nuts, all coming with two outs. After a ground out and a strikeout, Winkler single, Muncy walked, Susak single, Perez single, Elliott has singled. Now here's Brian Welbas. Just had his first home run a couple of nights ago. First and third, two outs. The pitch. That's a pitch down low and inside. Ball one. They're starting to stir down there in the Cedar Rapids pen. Perhaps thinking about getting an arm going as the reliever John Wilson trying to get out of this inning. Pitch. Chop foul at the plate. One ball, one strike. We've talked about how many lengthy half innings tonight Cedar Rapids has had. Two runs in the first, seven in the third, three in the top of this fifth. Lansing has their first lengthy half inning as Puelbas, the eighth batter to come to the plate. Lansing has equaled the three runs in the top half of the inning with three of their own. 1-1. Slides in low. 2 balls and a strike on Guelbas. Hooked it down the left field line on Tuesday. Part of a 3-home-run game. 2-1. Twisting out to center field. Hanging up Rodriguez to his left. Catches it on the line drive for the third and final out. But a nice half inning for the Nuts. They get 4 hits and 1 walk. They score 3. And Lansing now trails by 8. 12-4 after 5 at Jackson Field.
What to expect when you're expecting a teenager learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Happy kids heal faster. That's why Starlight Children's Foundation is dedicated to improving the mental well-being of sick kids by providing comfort and normalcy to those who need it most. Learn how at starlight.org.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Adam Jaxa.
All right, off to the sixth we go. Nuts get a little bit closer. It's 12-4. Kumar Nambiar's first pitch flies wide with the fastball. Jefferson Morales, the only batter that didn't come to the plate in that lengthy fifth inning for Cedar Rapids. The pitch outside, breaking ball, 2-0. Kumar Nambiar came in, gave up a double, a single, walked, and then got the final out on a flyout up the first baseline in foul territory. Lefty throws. That's high and inside. Ball 3. So the Nuts continuing to struggle to find the strike zone tonight. 7 walks issued. In danger of an 8th. The pitch. That's down low. So a 4-pitch walk to open up the 6th. Not many easy half innings tonight for Lansing on the hill. They did get a quick second, allowed a bloop single from Keone Cavaco, and got 3 outs after that. Crooked numbers in 3 of the 5 half innings for Cedar Rapids. The pitch, swing and a miss. That dropped off nicely. Strike 1. 12-4 our score, maneuvering our way to the top of the 6th. 2 hours in. The pitch home. Way up and outside with the fastball. 1-1. Tonight, game 48 of 132. It's a marathon, not a sprint. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Throw back to first. Winkler's tag is late. Morales, not much of a secondary lead over there. 1-2 on Cavaco. It's reached twice tonight. Base hit in the second. Walking a run scored in the 5th. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Little change up, up and out. And Nambiar gets his first strikeout. 1 away. It was Jake Garland that started this game for Lansing. Went 2 1/3. Then Anderson came in for 2 after that. Pitch home is taken for a high. Called strike 1. 3 runs allowed by Anderson on 2 hits, 3 walks, 2 strikeouts, and a home run. The pitch, breaking ball, twisted back up over the netting. Strike 2. And then Nambiar has come in to get the final 2 outs of the 5th, and now trying to work through his first full inning in the 6th. Shift is on here against the righty Schobel, expecting him to pull a double and a home run tonight, a 3-run shot. The pitch. Fastball way up and outside. Ball one. You've got Campos and Muncy, third and shortstop, shifted closer towards the left field line. And Valenzuela at second, closer towards second base. So first side of the infield open. Pitches down low. Two balls, two strikes. Infield shifted a little bit to the right. Guelbaz to the right of second. So a big gap in left center field as Elliott is closer towards the line. Pitch home. Bouncing ball, weakly hit towards third. Fair ball, and it's rolled off the bag and up the third baseline. Campos chases. Everyone will be safe. It was a tough play. That's an infield single. And Schoble is now a triple away from the cycle. Sports will do weird things to you. The last time Cedar Rapids had a cycle, they came to Lansing last year, and Solarte got it. And when Schoball comes up the next time, if he gets a triple, he will have a cycle. Here's Emmanuel Rodriguez. This is fly back up over the netting. Strike one. And a great grab in the crowd as they salute the fan that made the catch. Pitch home. Ambiar misses inside. One ball, one strike. That was a ball that was weakly hit to third. Campos had to field it because it was fair, but it went off his glove and then hit the base and then rolled back down the third baseline. 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball. Snaps in on the outside corner. 1-2. So Morales is at second. Schoble is at first. 12-4. Cedar Rapids in front. We are still in the sixth. And what has been a season full of quicker games, this has been a lengthier one because all of the great at-bats tonight by the Colonels. The pitch. A little high. 2-2. 8 walks, 12 hits, 12 runs. That'll take some time. Lefty on lefty, Nambiar throws. Fastball misses up. Almost the same spot he just missed with the last pitch. And it's now 3-2. Lansing just did all that work to get back to within reasonable, down 8. They're a walk away here from loading the bases. This pitch sprayed foul. Out of play, third base side. That heading over towards Cedar Street. Getting a nice sunset off in the distance with some pink and purple mixed in with the light and dark blue sky. The pitch home. Center field, a line drive, and it's down for a one-hop base hit in front of Guelbaz. Station to station they go because of how hard it was hit, and the bases are loaded with one out in the sixth. Morales is at third. Schoble is at second. Rodriguez at first, and here come the Colonels again. Kalai Rosario, the man that has walked 3 times tonight. But before he gets a chance to swing, which he swung and flied the first pitch from Kumar Nambiar up in the air in a shallow center back in that fifth inning, Don Schulze is coming back out. He has been making a habit of that tonight, again with the struggles against the approach tonight from the Colonels. They have been really good at the plate. And the 12 runs tonight for them, a season high. Now you can add 13 hits to that column as well. And they're a few innings from taking a 3-0 lead in this series with the weekend coming up starting tomorrow. Rosario, 2 doubles yesterday, and he reached twice the night before. The pitch, swing and a miss, strike one. Bases loaded, one out in the sixth. Lugnuts have the double play infield defense set up with Muncy and Valenzuela up the middle. Pitch home, down low, 1-1. There have been couple of runs that have scored, enhanced by wild pitches tonight. Got to be weary of that with the bags packed here. Morales, the man at third. Schoble at second. Rodriguez at first. The pitch. Breaking ball. Low and outside. And it's 2-1. Well, this is the guy that has been extremely patient, drawing 3 of the 8 walks tonight. He's going to make you bring it in the zone. Driven in 23 this year. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Dropped right off. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Nice delivery right there from Nambiar. Going off speed. Fastball curve and a change. We'll see what Kumar Nambiar does here. 2 balls, 2 strikes. On Rosario with the bases full. 1 out in the 6th. Pitch home. Whacked out to left center field. This is hammered. Puelbas is going back. He looks up. It's a grand slam to straightaway center. Second home run tonight for Cedar Rapids, and it's 16-4. Wow. That ball was punished by Rosario. His 6th home run, his 24th, 25th, 26th, and 27th RBI. And the season high in runs continues for Cedar Rapids. Pitch home. This is launched left field side, but foul. And that one crosses Cedar Street, bounding into the parking lot. Next pitch. Ross swings through it. Strike 2. Just remarkable tonight, this offense for Cedar Rapids. Started against Jake Garland, and they have not let up. Pitch home. Swing and a miss. Susak steps forward, will complete the strikeout. Throws to first. Winkler tags the bag, and there is just the second out. Second strikeout for Nambiar. Well, you're going to hit home runs, hit them with runners on base. And that is exactly what Cedar Rapids has done tonight. A 3-run shot in the 3rd from Tanner Schoble. And for Rosario, a grand slam. The first pitch, breaking ball in there, strike 1. Lansing, they've hit 5 home runs in this series. How many solo shots? 5. Swing and a miss, strike 2. Home runs 34 and 35 tonight for Cedar Rapids. Bases clear, 2 outs, the 0-2. That's low and outside, 1 ball, 2 strikes. So Jesse and I had talked about it earlier in the week that Cedar Rapids, they didn't have eye-popping offensive numbers, but they've taken advantage of their opportunities in this series, and it seems like all season long. The pitch. Up high and outside with the fastball, 2-2. That has continued tonight. Runners on base, coming through with big swings. And answering a 3-run half inning by the Knights. That pitch is down low, skips to Susak, 3-2. 16-4, Colonels. And we still have 3 more times that they'll come to the plate. Lefty on righty, Nambiar throws. Down low, ball 4, and another walk after getting ahead 0-2. And it looks like that's going to be it for Kumar Nambiar. Craig Conklin is revisiting the mound. And the long night continues for the Nuts. He makes the point and off to the bullpen once more. The Lansing manager will go. Takes the baseball from Kumar Nambiar. And they will go, it looks like, to Jack Owen here to try and get this final out in the 6th. Six batters came to the plate in the 1st, 12 batters in the 3rd, 8 batters in the 5th, 8 batters in the 6th.
And still not done here. Sixteen to four as Jack Owen tries to settle things down at least to finish out this half inning. Owen's numbers just up over three in the ERA column. Good strikeout to walk number, 17 Ks. Three base on balls. But he comes in with the Nuts trailing by 12. Lansing got down 2-0 in the first. Then the third inning really opened things up. A 7-run third. Then a 3-run fifth. And now a 4-run sixth. And still a runner on with two outs. It's walks. It's hits. Wild pitches. So Owen trying to right things here. He will face Jose Salas, who has walked and had an RBI single and a stolen base. The pitch, low and outside, ball one. The crowd's stunned. I think the Lugnuts stunned as well with how close the first two games were. Pitch popped up in on the hands. Shallow left field. Coming in is Clark Elliott to his left. Buelbaz last second takes it. Elliott has lost his cap for a second time. And that will do it for the sixth. But again, it is another big half inning where four runs score on the granny from Rosario as he hits it out with the bases full. And that makes it 16 to four. To the bottom of the sixth, we move at Jackson Field.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Courts, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now, let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Adam Jackson.
To the bottom of the sixth, we go all Cedar Rapids up 16 to 4. The first pitch snapped in there, strike one. Alexander Campos leads off. Mike Paredes throws, and it's a twisting liner right to the second baseman Schoble for the first down. So that's putting a close to John Wilson's night as he took over for Pearson Ohl as the third Cedar Rapids Colonel to take the hill. Ohl went 4 2/3, gave up 6 hits, 3 runs, all of which were earned with a walk and 3 strikeouts. Pitch home. Fastball zips outside, ball one. And that home run allowed by Ohl. And then Wilson came in to get the final out of the last half inning. Lansing scored 3, gave up the 1 run. No strikeouts, no walks. The pitch, that's outside. 2-0 to Saheed Valenzuela. So now it's Mike Paredes. That's P-A-R-E-D-A-S. Ready 5'11 from San Diego. The pitch, swing and a miss, chase that one up and out of the zone. If you're just joining us, well, you've missed some things. 4 multi-run half innings for Cedar Rapids. Pitch home, twisted up, shallow left field, going out the shortstop, Salas, and he'll give way. That ball drops down in shallow left. No one went to go get it, and Valenzuela is into second with... And so... It stays 1-1. Get a new baseball here. Brady's set and throws. Swing and a miss. That slider is lethal on these righty batters. Perez swung and missed 3 times, struck out. And Wellboss goes hacking there. It's 1-2. Pitch home. Slider outside. This time Wellboss lays off. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Susak is at third. 2 outs. 16-5. Colonels. Here's the pitch. Slider bounced over towards third, but foul. And we'll do it again. By the way, that trivia question we asked you, what current major leaguer back on this day, June 1st, 2010, started against the Nuts here in Lansing? He had a home run in that game, 2 hits, and then Cedar Rapids beat Lansing by a run. That's right. It was a Cedar Rapids colonel, a center fielder named Mike Trout. Heard of him? The pitch. Sprayed back foul. Strike one. We were just talking about him the other day. And he was the big leaguer that had the big day against the Nuts. The pitch. That's down low. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Believe it or not, back on this day, 13 years ago. And wanted to give a shout-out to Lynn Smith. She says, I'll guess Mike Trout was the player in 2010. Lynn, you are correct. Great job. It's a 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Another filthy slider. And that's going to do it for the Nuts. After they do score run, but 2 strikeouts for Paredes and a run home, it is 16-5, Lansing trailing. As we head to the 8th.
Dame House was founded to create greater economic mobility and build stronger communities through social connection. Join us at thesamehouse.org to learn more. The Same House, same city, worlds apart. Let's bridge the gap.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up.
Hold my hand?
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This is Vince Cotrodio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Redlands Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Adam Jackson.
To the 8th inning we go. Jack Owens' first pitch flies wide. And this is a big at-bat right here for Tanner Schobel, a triple away from the cycle. The pitch. That's outside. Two balls, no strikes. Double in the first. Three-run homer in the third. Base hit in the sixth. The pitch home. That's outside. 3-0. He might not get a chance to lift the bat. Cedar Rapids' last cycle came here in Lansing last year. 3-0. That's in there, strike one. Jack Owen has been tough. He has set down four straight since coming out of the pen to take over for Kumar Nambiar. 3-1 pitch. Hard hit down the line and a diving catch by Campos as he sits in a seat down on the dirt. That takes away potential extra base hits from Schobel. And he is retired. Struck out in the second, but everything else has been in play. What a night for him. Our score, 16-5 Colonels. The pitch. That's in there, strike one. Manuel Rodriguez has been on base three times tonight, two hits and a walk. Owen working quickly. The pitch. Slides in there, outside corner, 0-2. Owen setting down the first five in a row. First time a Lugnut pitcher has really looked in control tonight. And time now called as Rodriguez steps out, steps back in. The pitch home. In there, called strike three. Second strikeout for Owen. And six straight. Set down. So now it's Kalai Rosario. Pitch home. Bends in on the outside corner, strike one. 16-5 Colonels, but Owen shut them down in the seventh, trying to do it again here in the eighth. The pitch. Breaking ball whacked foul. Third base shot on a couple of hops. Campos stops it. 0-2. Jack has looked great tonight when Garland, Anderson, and Nambiar have all struggled, rightfully so, with how well the Colonels' approach has been. 16 runs on 14 hits, and they've done it consistently. There's the 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball bends inside, 1-2. Lugnuts and Colonels right back here tomorrow, 7:05. Lugnuts PI night. Breaking ball, tap foul. First base side. Actually have the Hawaiian shirt that they're going to give away, and it is dandy looking. Red and green with Luggy the Lugnuts, and baseball swing and a miss. Strike three, Owen gets back-to-back strikeouts on that breaking ball. And he is now set down seven straight, three strikeouts. And we will go to the home half of the eighth. Lugnuts trailing by 11, 16-5 at Jackson Field.
No one should face Alzheimer's or other dementias alone. Resources are available at ALZ.org and by calling the Alzheimer's Association's 24/7 free hotline at 800-272-3900.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Adam Jaxa.
First pitch to Alexander Campos is in there. Strike one as we come back for the bottom of the eighth. Mike Paredes still in there. The pitch. And that's a little bit wide with that slider that's been lethal tonight. He's got a few lug nuts swinging. 16-5. It's been all Cedar Rapids. Got the first two runs of the game, and they really have not looked back. A seven-run third inning. Kind of doomed the Nuts. The pitch home. Swinging a foul tip into the mitt. Strike two. Brady's come set, long hold here. First base side of the slab, throws. That's outside. Two balls, two strikes to Campos. Well, he's the lone lugnut not to reach tonight, so it'd be a great time for him to get aboard, even though the game seems out of hand. 16-5, 12 hits tonight for the Nuts, 14 for Cedar Rapids. Pitch is a slider wide, 3-2. Again, Lansing has had good approaches. They've gotten on base, only one walk tonight. They've limited the strikeouts, six strikeouts. Put the ball in play a lot. Home run, few extra base hits. 3-2. Slider just inside, and there you go. Campos is aboard. It's a walk. Well, Lansing just one victory when trailing after seven. One trailing, one win trailing, heading to the eighth. Tonight is going to be extremely difficult. Down by 11, but you just never know. Baseball, a wild game. The pitch home. That's low and outside. Valenzuela waves away Campos as that ball was caught by the catcher. Thought it looked like it may have gotten in the dirt. Valenzuela tonight had that bloop double in his last at-bat in the sixth. Miscommunication out there. Pitch sent foul. Third base side. Strike one. So now everybody has reached base in this game for both sides after Campos just walked. Valenzuela double, Campos a walk, single for Buelbas, single for Elliott. We make our way backwards up the lineup for the Nuts. 1-1. There goes the runner. This is lifted out to left field, backing up Morales. Coming in towards the line, snags it. One out. Campos retreats the first. Continue going. Perez, two hits, single and a double. Susak, a three-hit night with an RBI, a run scored, and a steal. Muncie with three times on base, two singles and a walk. Single for Winkler, the home run for Butler. And, of course, as we told you, with the 14 hits and 16 runs, Cedar Rapids, everyone has reached, of course. Pitch. Fastball in there, strike one on Johnny Butler. Home runs in the last 2 days here at Jackson Field. One tonight, not a cheapie. Straightaway center. The pitch. Just a little bit up and out. 1-1. And you got to get it out over the 20-foot wall in center. 330 down the left field and right field lines, but the wall is 23 feet tall down the lines. Pitch home. Lifted out to right field on a line. Sinking. It's caught by Rosario. Two outs. Again, Campos gets back to first. And the dimensions out to left center and right center. It's a 20-foot wall out there after you get past the 10-foot walls that lead to berms out in Home Run Hill, left field, and then the berm out in right and right center. The pitch, swing and a big miss from Winkler. He went after that one, strike one. So it was Butler that cleared that 20-foot wall in center to get his fourth home run. Earlier tonight in the third, the pitch home. Jack takes it down low, 1-1. 16-5 our score. Cedar Rapids all over Lansing looking for a sixth straight win. If they do it, it'd be their longest winning streak of the season. Push their record to 28-20. Lansing would call a season worth six under 500. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Winkler again. Went after that high fastball, 1-2. Lugnuts come in 21-26 tonight. They have dropped two in a row to start this series. The pitch. Fastball a little wide. Cardenas tried to frame it. Mike Paredes came in to take over in the sixth. He's gotten him through the seventh. Now trying to get him through the eighth. The righty set from the stretch. He comes home. Popped up first base side foul territory and will head out of here into the lower bowl. Crowd has dwindled down a little bit, but still enthusiastic, albeit the score. They're having a good time on a Coors Light Thirsty Thursday. How could you not hear on a beautiful night for baseball to open up the month of June? Here's the 2-2 pitch. Bouncing ball over towards short to his left. Salas flips to second for the force. And that's going to do it as the walk goes stranded from Campos. Lugnuts get none. We're to the final frame. 16-5. Cedar Rapids leading after eight.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager. Learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Happy kids heal faster. That's why Starlight Children's Foundation is dedicated to improving the mental well-being of sick kids by providing comfort and normalcy to those who need it most. Learn how at starlight.org.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Adam Jaxa.
A position player will pitch for the first time this season for the Nuts. It's Danny Bautista Jr. that slides in the ephes for strike one. Pitch two, lifted deep, left center field. This ball is crushed and gone. It's a home run. One ephes taken, the next ephes crushed. And it is 17-5. Ben Ross has now drove in his fourth run, and he is a triple away from the cycle. Now starting this ninth inning with a bang, 17-5. Bautista trying to clean up the final three outs. Here's Noah Cardenas. A slow pitch. Bouncing ball hit third base side weakly, and there'll be no play. Campos has to pocket it. So the first two have reached, a long ball and a squibber. Lugnuts had multiple position players that had to throw, typically on Sundays last year when they ran out of arms. And they had some lopsided Sunday matinees. It's our first position player this year. A pitch home. And that is taken inside. 47 is what the radar gun says. And now they're just going to walk intentionally Salas to get to Urbina. So the runs, the hits, they just keep on coming. This pitch whacked out to center field. Buelbas backing up at the track. He makes the catch. And there's the first out. One away. So Danny Bautista Jr., the first position player to throw this year for the Nuts. I'm just double-checking as I missed last week at Fort Wayne, but yes, that's correct. A lopsided game here, 17-5. Cedar Rapids now with three home runs. Morales steps in. High, Ephus. And inside, ball one. Maybe a chance here for Schoble to come back up again. Pitch first. Lofted in there, strike one. He is a triple away from the cycle. He will come up in three batters. There's one out here in the ninth. High lofter, swing and a miss. And that draws some ooing and awing from the crowd. They love it. Morales will lock back in. The pitch, slashed out to left field. It's a base hit. Down the line, Elliott comes over to play it, and the bases are loaded. And unless there's a double play here, there will be another chance for Tanner Schoble to cycle. Keone Cavaco first, though. Top nine, 17-5. An outburst of runs and hits, season highs for Cedar Rapids. The pitch, Ephus dropped in there. That's some high arc on that from Bautista. He's got more of a line-driving Ephus, and then a towering Ephus. Here's the towering blooper. Swing, and it's right in front of the plate. Susak picks it up, tags home, throws to first. Not in time. And there's two outs. That was like a Happy Gilmore swing right there from Cavaco. He took two steps forward before he went to swing at it, and then he hit it a foot. So now it's Schoble. A triple would be a cycle. Takes the first Ephus, eyes it up, strike one. He had a double in the first, a home run in the third, a single in the sixth. He needs a triple for the cycle. High arcing Ephus. And he takes it for strike two. Danny Bautista Jr. trying to get a strikeout. Bases loaded, two outs, top nine, 17-5 Colonels. The high arcing Ephus. Susak has to stand up to catch it to his right. This is remarkable. The loft he's getting on these pitches. The 1-2. And it comes down and softly plunks Schoble. He'll take his base, an RBI, and it's 18-5. So it does not look like there'll be a cycle. But again, Ben Ross has an opportunity if he comes up. This is Rodriguez, smacked out to right field, and that ball is gone, a home run. It's a grand slam again for Cedar Rapids. The second grand slam tonight. Rodriguez rocketed out to right. An outpouring of runs from Cedar Rapids, the second home run here against Danny Bautista Jr., and their fourth home run tonight. 22-5. The pitch. That's in there, strike one. Kalei Rosario with the bases clear. This is out to center field, and that's down for a base hit. So, that means Ben Ross is coming back up, and he will have a chance now at the cycle. Single, double, home run earlier in this frame. The pitch. Ross whacks it out to left field. That ball is carrying, and that ball is gone. It's a two-homer inning for Ben Ross. Oh, my goodness. It's 24-5. He won't drive for the triple in the cycle. He just hits another one out. He led off the inning with a solo shot. He gets a two-run homer in the same half inning against Bautista, who's given up his third home run of the ninth. Eight-run ninth, 24-5, 20 hits for Cedar Rapids.
I have seen nothing like this before. And that first pitch is in there, strike one to Cardenas. Where do you start with the offense tonight for Cedar Rapids? Efus in there, taking strike two. I mean, my goodness, Schoble and Ross, the headliners, but goodness. The pitch on the ground to third, scooped up by Campos. Over to first, Winkler's got it, and that will do it. So the first time for Bautista goes as you'd expect for a position player. He gives up three home runs in the ninth, two to Ben Ross, and we will go to the bottom of the ninth. It'll take 19 runs to tie, 24-5, Cedar Rapids.
Forest. Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Forts, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now, let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Adam Jackson.
Not sure what else to say about this one, but wow. 24-5 our score. Cedar Rapids winning handily. They just hit three home runs in the top of the ninth and now need three outs to win what has been a wild game. First pitch is in there, strike one. Matthew Swain, the new man on the hill. The pitch. That's down low, ball one. Cedar Rapids has two guys, Schoble and Ross, that came within a triple of the cycle tonight. The pitch home. That's in there, fastball, strike one. And Schoble came up twice to try and get it. Ross came up once in the same half inning to try and get it and hit his second home run instead of the half inning. The pitch. That's up high. Inside, 2-2 to Max Muncy. He has had a good night, reached three times, but everything overshadowed by the 24-run, 20-hit performance by Cedar Rapids. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Muncy is down on strikes for the first time tonight. Reminder, Lansing will be back again tomorrow with Cedar Rapids. We believe it is going to be a six-game win streak for Cedar Rapids and three straight wins against the Nuts, barring a miracle. Daniel Susek steps in from the right side. The pitch, that zips in a little bit low, ball one. What's even wilder about this performance is that the Nuts have not been shy offensively. They've had a good night at the plate, five runs, 12 hits. Pitch, it's up high, two balls, no strikes, but Cedar Rapids has scored now in five half innings, and all have been crooked half innings. A 2-0 pitch. Lifted foul, first base side, out of play. You thought a seven-run third inning would be the most they'd get in a half inning tonight. Wrong. An eight-run top of the ninth. Now, again, it was against Danny Bautista Jr., a position player, but still.
3 home runs in the inning, including a second grand slam tonight. The 2-1. Swing and a miss. Susak chased the fastball up. 2-2. Season high in runs and hits. And as wild as this game has been on both sides, 29 total runs, 32 total hits, no errors. Clean defensively. Here's a 2-2 pitch. Susak twists it foul. Out of play. 3 singles tonight for Susak, grounded out once. But everything in play, the first rounders have done their part, Muncy and Susak, but not enough. 2-2 pitch. Low and inside. Another good plate appearance here from Susak, who seems locked in. We told you about the great month of May he had. Best of any offensive player for the Nuts, and he has started hot here in June. 3-2. Lifted. Left field. Morales going back. Susak just a little bit too far under it. Morales backs up last second, just in front of the track, makes the catch. And there's 2 away. Cedar Rapids had a 3-run homer in the third, a grand slam in the sixth, and then 3 homers in the ninth, 2 from Ben Ross, 1 from Rodriguez being a grand slam. So 2 outs, here's Junior Perez. Swings and misses, strike 1. Just after 10 o'clock as we're about 3 hours in, as you'd expect with a 29-run, 32-hit performance. Crowd still sticking it out. Junior Perez has had 2 hits tonight. The pitch home. Down low, 1 ball, 1 strike. Matthew Swain from the windup. Turns and throws. Swing and a miss, and the Lugnuts down to their final strike. The right-handed 6'7", 225-pounder from Stone Mountain, Georgia, trying to finish it out. 23rd round selection in 2019. Swain turns, kicks, and throws. Bouncer foul, third base side. Swain takes a deep breath, turns, lifts, and throws. That's down low. 3-2. 2-2, rather. Perez the double in the second, single in the fifth. Base is clear, 2 outs, bottom 9, 24-5. Cedar Rapids. The pitch. Just outside with the slider. And we play on. Now exactly 3 hours in. Well, 3 hour and a minute in after we started at 7:04. Here's the payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Perez goes down, and the Lugnuts night is mercifully over. What a win for Cedar Rapids. 24-5 as they come jumping out of their dugout. Scorch the Nuts tonight with their offense. Post-game show coming up next as we'll bring you the totals from Michigan State Capitol.
What to expect when you're expecting a teenager learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad just the same. To learn more, visit adoptuskids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Happy kids heal faster. That's why Starlight Children's Foundation is dedicated to improving the mental well-being of sick kids by providing comfort and normalcy to those who need it most. Learn how at starlight.org.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Adam Jaxa.
Well, a long one tonight. Lansing falls 24-5 as they give up the most runs and hits they've allowed all season. Cedar Rapids gets their best totals all year, and it was a big-time effort tonight from Cedar Rapids. Started with 2 runs in the first. They get 7 in the third, 3 in the fifth, 4 in the sixth, and then for good measure, they get 8 in the ninth. They hit 5 home runs tonight, 2 grand slams, and 3 home runs in that ninth inning against Danny Bautista Jr. 24 runs on 20 hits, no errors. 5 runs, 12 hits, no errors for Lansing. Jake Garland lasted just 2 1/3, gave up 8 earned runs and 7 hits. He takes the loss. On the other side, Pearson Ohl, 4 2/3 to start this game. 6 hits, just 3 runs allowed. Lansing did have good performances from Junior Perez, 2 hits, a double, and a single. Daniel Susak had 3 hits with a run scored and a run driven in, and a stolen base. Max Muncy also reached 3 times with 2 singles, a walk, and 2 runs scored. A home run as well from Johnny Butler, his 2nd in as many days, to give him his 4th this year. But in the end, the Nuts pitching just didn't have it tonight. Tip your cap to Cedar Rapids. What a performance. Tanner Schobel comes a triple short of the cycle with a 3-run shot in the third. He knocked in 4 tonight and scored 4 different times. And then Ben Ross, wow, kind of stole the thunder late. He was within a triple of the cycle. And homer to lead off the ninth and end the ninth. 2 home runs in 1 half inning. He drove in 6 tonight and scored 4 times. 24-5, our final, as that'll do it tonight. We will be back tomorrow, as it'll be the Colonels and the Lugnuts for a 4th time. Lansing now 21-27. Cedar Rapids 28-20. Cedar Rapids with a season-long 6-game winning streak, while the Lugnuts have dropped 3 in a row. Jacob Waters gets the ball tomorrow for the Nuts. And on the other side, it'll be Marco Rea that gets the ball for Raya, rather, will get the baseball for Cedar Rapids. It'll be a 7:05 start. We'll be on the air at 6:50. Lugnut PI night. As wear your Hawaiian shirts. Get here early. You will get a Hawaiian shirt if you do. Make sure you wear the aviators. Bring a mustache as well as we celebrate the great 80s Magnum PI with Tom Selleck, an 80s show. And we'll have some fireworks after. We'll see if we get more fireworks in game. Tonight, the fireworks all on the side of Cedar Rapids. They win 24-5. Here in Lansing. That's going to do it this evening for us in Michigan State Capitol. Thanks so much for joining us. We will talk to you tomorrow evening.